Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guests are Wayne Steidel and Mark Glass. Wayne Steidel is the CEO of PNS Communications. Wayne began his successful entrepreneurial career over 30 years ago. His business ventures include real estate investing and development, health clubs and nutrition centers, franchising, licensing hedge funds, as well as other business ventures. Mark Glass is Chief Operating Officer at PNS Communications, a technology firm that utilizes direct response video codes in their app called ScanIt. With its patented optical interactive scanner technology, ScanIt can link mobile and digital displays and will revolutionize how users receive information. Well, good afternoon, Wayne and Mark. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. This is awesome. Love talking about emerging tech, emerging trends. And I really want to jump in, Wayne, with you first. I have a question. I really love what your company's doing to be innovative in this marketing space, right? Pioneering this technology to become mainstream. Could you tell us a little bit about the company and your ScanIt product?
Sure. The company was started back in about 2012, and my partner Mark and I were trying to figure out a way to make QR codes work on a video screen, such as a TV, and didn't have much luck with it. So we brought in a couple of computer science PhDs who helped us to overcome the issues, which with a TV, you're dealing with light in an image and pixels. And those pixels create a glow. And when you put a QR code on it, what the camera sees is a very fuzzy image, unless you're very close to it, or the QR code is enormous, much bigger than you would ever want on a TV. So we came up with a solution, which was a dynamic mark that has a series of flashing lights, and that series creates a code which can be read by a mobile device such as a phone, and it can be read from up to 60 feet away or even more. QR code has a ratio, a distance ratio of 1:9, where ours has a ratio of 1:150. So a 1-inch QR code can be read from 9 inches away, and our dynamic code could be read from 15 feet away. So that was the purpose, was trying to create something that would work both on indoor and outdoor. And we were able to achieve that, and it took a couple of years to do so. And we were able to get patents both in the United States, Japan, and pending in Europe.
That's amazing, Wayne. I appreciate you sharing that. And you're obviously, it's a proprietary technology at this point. So again, I think that's going to change a lot of things, how we move forward, obviously from a marketing standpoint. So thanks again for sharing. Mark, I want to jump in and ask you a couple of questions as well. You understand how important leveraging emerging technology in this market. I'd like to hear your perspective on the importance of getting out in front of your competition.
Yeah, sure. You know, ScanIt's definitely a disruptive emerging technology. And, you know, I view an emerging technology that's something either completely new or is a development of an existing technology. So ScanIt's new, and that, like Wayne says, it's DRV technology. We're the only platform that can communicate with digital displays from a smartphone. So it's new in that regard. But it also expands on an existing technology, which is the QR code. Like Wayne says, the difference is the QR code is a static device for print, and we have a dynamic situation for digital displays. So, you know, it's definitely a disruptive technology that hits both ends of the spectrum. You know, the way I view things, this digital world is changing so fast, and we're seeing an immense increase in use of technology, especially with people with smartphones, and practically everyone is getting smartphones and has them now, and it's increasing significantly every year. So if companies want to grow and stay competitive, you know, they've got to adopt new technologies or find new uses for it. And that's exactly what we do. We're a new technology that can help companies do a lot of things. And how we leverage that is help companies by, let's say, increasing their profitability, increasing their efficiency, help them decrease their costs. So that's how we differentiate ourselves from competitors. We don't really like to talk about our competitors because, honestly, we really don't have any. You know, we're a proprietary device, like you said, and no one else can do what ScanIt can do. There are different methods that are done, obviously, like QR codes and beacons and different things, but no device can do what we can do with digital displays and do it as quickly and fast and from a distance, which is really a cool, disruptive, emerging technology.
Thank you for sharing, Mark. I really appreciate it. So specifically, and again, if I understand your product, whether it's a proprietary technology or, you know, trade secret patent type of technology, but are you leveraging any underlying emerging technologies as part of this QR scanner for video?
Yeah, well, it really goes back. We could talk about, you know, again, how we're emerging technologies and how emerging technologies are basically innovations that help companies like us that are startups and how they develop. When we look at today's world with, you know, COVID-19, you know, we have this era that is kind of like the digital transformation that has totally emerged or maybe even re-emerged because it started before, but it's really emerging even faster. You know, I really think that businesses now have to respond to this pandemic, you know, and how they operate. They need these digital solutions to survive, grow, prosper, et cetera. So with that said, we can help with our app ScanIt. We can help a company seize new opportunities with all these changes going on in the world. You know, and I believe these changes are here to stay. You know, we talk about contactless social distancing. That's the new norm. And these companies that adopt these new digital solutions and adapt to digital transformation buzzwords, they're going to do best in the future. So anyway, with that said, and getting back to your question, I believe it's how companies will utilize ScanIt to leverage our emerging technology within their business model to make them more efficient. And how they're going to use ScanIt really depends on the company's needs and really the imagination of their marketing team, because we can use our app in so many different avenues and different companies. So again, I believe it's them leveraging us more, you know, how we're going to leverage our emerging technology. It's we don't have the competition. We have something that is new and emerging and exciting, and this thing can help companies grow, prosper, especially in today's world with the pandemic.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Mark. I appreciate that. You know, as I talked to other guests on the show recently, a lot of them share the same opinion or sentiment is, you know, we've really probably advanced innovation 3 or 4 years just in the last 6 months, as you can understand, due to the pandemic. So thanks for sharing. So Wayne, that brings up the question about the pandemic, right? Do you have any new strategies or use cases to stay relevant in this particular economy?
Well, I think the reemergence of the QR code, which has been around for more than a decade, really shows what the public is in feeling, which is they don't want to make contact with surfaces where they think they might get contaminated. So that type of touchless technology, which ours provides, could be used. For example, this is an easy one. You're driving up to Starbucks, and when you go to, if you use your phone to pay for your coffee, you have to hang out the window, and the barista is hanging out the out of their window trying to get close enough in order to make a payment. And with this, you could literally, they could scan it from inside your car to their window because of the distance it provides. Whether you're going up to an ATM machine, you're transferring money from you to your friend across the table after having lunch, and, you know, maybe sharing a bill. If you're in Las Vegas and the Venetian's Jumbotron has our mark in it, and you're across the street on the sidewalk and you want to see what they're doing, just point up at the sign and whatever they're promoting will end up on your phone. Whether you're paying in a restaurant and you want to see the menu without touching it, you could just simply scan either a QR code or our code and the menu would be on your phone. So primarily during the pandemic, how both of these work is by putting a mark on either a static or a digital display and being able to communicate directly with your phone. And what we've done is we've made it in our app where the user, if they're pointing at a QR code, it will read it. If they're pointing at one of our codes on a digital display, it'll read it without any additional input from the user. So long as the user knows what a QR code looks like and they know what our mark looks like, they simply point at it and it will read it. One of the, what I think is one of the most exciting things is Apple, for example, has built a QR code reader into their camera. So if you simply say, hey Siri, scan, your phone will pop up a QR code. In fact, mine's right beside me and it's popping up right now. She heard me. It'll pop up a QR code reader and you can scan whatever is there in front of you. And it would be really easy for Apple to simply install our software into their camera reader, just the way we've done with our app. And now they'd be able to address a whole new market that they're currently not addressing, which is the market for digital displays. And the digital display industry, just not to keep rambling on here, but the digital display industry is the fastest growing advertising medium in the United States, where static signs are being replaced by digital displays because they've become so inexpensive and easy to network and connect. Where, for example, if I'm an advertiser and I want to go into New York City, for example, I can go to one of the big ad companies, and this actually works similar to a TV network, where I'll say, this is how many screens I want to be on. This is what time I want to be on them. Can you give me a list of where your screens are and how many viewers you have? And they'll provide that. And whether it's in a train station, an airport, a mall, the back seat of a taxi cab with a small display, or Times Square with a jumbo display, those are all interconnected and can be purchased like a TV network if you combine a QR code for static images and ours for those video digital images. The ability to discover things is just virtually unlimited.
That's totally amazing. I'm really looking forward to using that technology myself on my phone at some point. Do you anticipate that coming out soon for general consumption?
Well, we have the both apps for the Android and the Apple. Apple just changed their platform, so we're in the process of updating it. Really, what we're looking for, to be honest, is to be able to partner with a large company that uses QR code technology now, some of the social media companies, or virtually all the social media companies, or the device manufacturers like Apple or some of the Android manufacturers. And we would be able to quickly and easily put our software into their existing QR codes. And overnight, they would now have the ability to communicate with every digital screen that has our code in it in the world. So that's really what we're hoping for. And that would give us the mass numbers of users that would make it successful quickly. And it's good for them and it's good for us. We're able to benefit by their huge install base, and they're able to benefit by our patented technology.
Amazing. Wayne, thanks again. Mark, I appreciate it. And I just want to personally thank both of you, Wayne and Mark. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you both real soon.
Yeah, we really appreciate you having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Bye for now.